during Magufuli period, we have written him about 4 or 5 letters, but he never even responded. But this new president, Samia Suluhu Hassan, she has responded immediately, and she invited us. So we are now waiting. Our expectation is that we had 5 years with a very little democratic space, and the president admitted that in a public when he was addressing the parliament. But for us, we have our agenda. We are going to talk to her. We present our case, and we discuss together on how best we think this country should be run.
As Chadema, what are some of the key issues you want to discuss with the newly installed president?
Our main agenda is to revive the constitutional process so that we can get a new constitution which will have an independent electoral commission. That's the main key agenda.
What about some people calling for more democratic space to allow for civil society groups and opposition groups to operate freely without any possible crackdown by state authorities?
That is our primary agenda as well, because we are going forward to ask her that she should, first of all, open up the country so that people will have a free and the freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of media, freedom for civil society organizations. But also we will ask her to form a commission of inquiry. During Magufuli time, a lot of people in this country have disappeared. Some of them, they were journalists, politicians, activists. So we are going to discuss with her all those issues so that we can open up a new chapter for our country and for our people.
Her supporters are suggesting that the mere fact that she has accepted to hold a dialogue or to engage the main opposition party in Tanzania shows that she is willing and able and to ensure that you are heard. How do you respond to that?
It is true, and that's why we did take a step of writing her a letter so that we can meet with her and discuss. We have a lot of pending issues in this country. A lot of things have happened for the last 5 years. So we need to have a dialogue, a round table dialogue, and discuss these issues for the benefit of this country. Because the way the country was governed for the last 5 years, for us, it was the worst situation. We don't want it to come again. And I think when we meet her, we will put all things on her table. And then we discuss, and then we see what we will get after that.